A live look inside Everbank Field. The Jaguars have made a selection in the sixth round of the 2016 NFL Draft. The 181st overall selection is a defensive end, Tyrone Holmes from Montana. Welcome in, J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. The Jaguars have gone defense every single pick so far. Five picks in, another defensive lineman, Todd Wash, the happiest guy in the building, continues as he goes in the draft room.
Yeah, he's dizzy with cartwheels right now. It's five consecutive defensive picks, first time in franchise history that's happened. This, again, makes sense. It is not a big-time school pick that you know is going to make it, but 18 sacks. This is a way to go after edge rusher. It is a way to increase your numbers there. If he works out, if he can rush the passer, then you've got another pass rusher on the roster. So, six-round pick, you don't get guarantees, but it is clearly a target. Let's keep getting better at the pass rush. If this guy works out, then we've got something. So, it's a pick that makes sense. You know, you need edge rushers, and he will have a chance to do it.
6'4", 250-pounder from Montana, the FCS school, and they – have quite a tradition there at Montana of putting out some good players, putting together some pretty good teams at that level. So he'll go into the pass rush situation with a chance, you know, a chance to compete and see what happens. And obviously there's players ahead of him now with Fowler
sure.
coming up. You got the draft pick earlier in this track in Gakwe. I know I've said that wrong.
So
there are a number of Leos on this roster now. So throw another guy in the mix, see what happens late in the draft.
Yeah, and if you're going to go after guys from smaller schools, you want production. 18 sacks last year, 34 sacks, I believe, overall in his career, 49 tackles for losses in his career. That's production. He was the subdivision FCS Defensive Player of the Year. He produced – he dominated at his level, which is what you have to have if you're going to go small school. Does he contribute next year? I don't know. But is he a guy who could develop? When you're late in the draft, you want something that a guy does well, something that you think can develop into something of NFL caliber. This guy can rush the passer at a small level. Can he rush the passer at a big level? That's what you want to develop him to do. Robert Mathis, who I covered with the Colts for a long time, fifth-round pick out of Alabama A&M, huge sack numbers. He developed into a pass rusher at this level after 2 years. This is that same sort of pick.
We're about to go down the hallway and hear from Jaguars executives on this selection in the sixth round. The Jaguars do have another sixth-round pick. It's coming up, the 26th selection, so they're about 20 picks away, a little less than that now. And then a seventh-round pick the rest of the day also. So we're about to go down the hallway now. So it looked like Andy Dingler heading in that direction. Maybe Todd Wash. Maybe none of the above. No presser is what we're told now from executives. So I apologize. We'll keep you posted on that situation. So all defense, all
that. And that's not a shock. People asked me before the draft what I thought. I thought at least 6 of 8. Once they went to 7, I thought at least 6 of 7. So they're 5 of 7. They made no bones about it all offseason. They had to improve the defense. It was going to be a defense-heavy offseason. You knew they were going to do that with the draft. I feel like they've gotten faster, more athletic on defense. It's what they had to do. So 5 out of 7 so far, it wouldn't shock me to see him go 6 out of 7.
My apologies. Andy Dingler is heading down to talk to the writers. We'll hear that from John and some others coming up on Jaguars.com. That will do it for our coverage right now. Tyrone Holmes is a Jaguar in the sixth round.